Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Don't measure the quality of city services by the quantity of city spending. That's a mistake. Our job is to provide good services. It is not to spend as much money as we can.
Mayor Bloomberg from his budget address yesterday, and we will get to that in just a few minutes with two of the borough presidents in New York City. We will also ask them about the clip of the mayor that you just heard on the news a minute ago about moving the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed trial and those of other 9/11 defendants out of New York City, out of Lower Manhattan at least, onto a military base. There's some talk of possibly moving it to Governor's Island. But listeners, go to our webpage and post whether you think that would mean the terrorists win. If we're just too terrified to try these 9/11 defendants in the area that they attacked and in which they murdered 3,000 people, does that mean the terrorists win? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll have a discussion about it.
Our preliminary budget calls for offering teachers and principals raises of 2% in each of the next 2 years for the first $70,000 of their salary.
And now it is my high honor and distinct privilege to give you the president. No, sorry, not of the United States. But we do have the president of Manhattan and the president of the Bronx. Borough President Scott Stringer and Ruben Diaz Jr. are here to react to Mayor Bloomberg's new budget proposals and the possible decision from the White House to move the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other 9/11 terrorism trials out of Lower Manhattan. Mr. President, welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be here.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me on again. And how are you doing, Scott?
It's great to be here with Borough President Diaz.
Borough President Stringer, your reaction first to the reports about the president possibly caving to pressure and asking the Justice Department to move those trials?
Well, I joined my colleagues in Manhattan. We signed a letter yesterday to Attorney General Holder recognizing that we want to have a federal civilian trial. We want very much for this to take place in the Southern District where these horrible attack occurred. But we also have to be realistic to say that the present proposal, the proposal that the mayor originally supported and that the president and Eric Holder had suggested, really is impractical for a host of reasons relating to Lower Manhattan. And the bottom line here is this trial could cost $1 billion over 5 years, and we simply, in this city, do not have the money to deal with this trial. So we do need for the president to take a look at other locations, to look at this in a larger way, but we cannot in this city flip the bill because this will bankrupt us. That's the bottom line.
Isn't it up to the federal government to pick up the tab for federal trials that take place in local jurisdictions?
Well, no one has said that that would be the case. I know that the police commissioner and other law enforcement officials that I've talked to, the police department, are worried about this price tag. And the federal government has not come forward with a comprehensive financial plan as it relates to the trials. We don't know if the trial would be 1 year, 5 years, a lot of information we don't know. But when you look at what has to happen economically for Lower Manhattan, when you look at where they want to situate this trial at this courthouse, and given the fact that the money is not readily available to front, let alone get reimbursed for, we have to look at other locations, which I think should have been done in the beginning.
And what if they came up with all the money that you would ask for? Would that do it for you, or is this really about fear?
I don't think this is about fear. I will tell you this. The people in Lower Manhattan who took this tremendous hit when those towers went down. People forget that that was a residential community as well. People had an opportunity at that time to flee Lower Manhattan, pack up and leave and get out of Dodge. And the opposite happened. The people in Lower Manhattan, the people on Community Board 1 that has been the leaders in getting the president to reconsider this issue, Julie Menon, Community Board 1, I give them great credit. But They stayed and fought for this city and for this country, and they are not afraid of anything.
And who thought a little community board would have no power with the president of the United States,
well,
no less?
I know that Borough President Diaz and I are going to once again help lead the charge to fully fund our community boards, because now the community boards are part of the national security briefing of the president of the United States.
Absolutely.
But yeah. Seriously, but before we go to other issues, does this mean on some level that the terrorists win, that they have terrorized us out of doing them justice in the community where they committed their horrific crimes?
I don't think they're going to win if we have a civilian trial in the Southern District. They don't choose the location.
When you say the Southern District, that's a federal legal jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
Where would that include that's not Lower Manhattan?
It could go beyond Lower Manhattan. We could go to Westchester. I believe there's a mayor there that wants to consider having the trial there.
Really? Where's that? Do you know?
I was looking at it this morning, but I think if we do a little more research,
the reality is the mayor of Newburgh.
All we want to do is have options to be considered. And the letter that I sent with our members of Congress, Speaker Silver, the letter that Jerry Nadler and others sent out to the Attorney General was to request a meeting as soon as possible to discuss a process by which the ultimate determination on the location of the federal criminal trials will be made.
And I know they talked about possibly West Point. I guess that's in the Southern District, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously a military base. I don't know that they want to send that signal of moving it onto a military base, even though it's a civilian trial.
I think we would have to. I don't think they want to. Others have suggested Governor's Island. Again, we just want to see what the feasibility is.
Would Governor's Island be okay with you, right across that little water from Lower Manhattan?
I would want to have a conversation with legal experts and police officials. That's not my call. All we're asking for is a meeting to discuss various options, and I think that's an appropriate response from national and local elected officials. We want to do right by our country. We want to make sure that there's a civilian trial. We recognize that it should take place in the jurisdiction where the crimes were committed, but I also think we have to look at cost and different locations within that district.
Some comments from our listeners. Ben in Brooklyn writing on our webpage, no, moving the 9/11 trials from Lower Manhattan doesn't mean that the terrorists win. It simply means that the city, which is willing to stand up to Al-Qaeda, is willing to stand up to the Real Estate Board of New York. John, from his office, the trial should be moved because of economics, not fear. It would be too expensive to have it in Lower Manhattan. There are more appropriate places for this trial. Joe, as long as we honor our own laws and charge them, try them, and free or sentence according to the laws of our Constitution, the trial can be anywhere. And Jeff from Connecticut, too bad this trial has become political. The crime of 9/11 was committed in New York City and should be set in New York City. Oh, the terrorists have won, since we are changing our democracy to suit the fears of politicians. So some of the comments from some of you. You can continue to have this comment on our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. By the way, shout out to our Newburgh listeners. We know you in the north are not all in one county. Newburgh's north of Westchester. But maybe they want it in Newburgh. Borough President Diaz, this isn't technically a Bronx issue, but do you have a reaction to this?
I agree with Scott, and I agree with the fact that Chuck Schumer has listened to the elected officials, the community boards in particular, and we'll get to that in a minute. But more so than just the finances, and we know that this could run the city of New York over $1 billion, and we have no guarantee from the federal government that they would reimburse us for that. I believe it's also a logistical nightmare. And this comes from someone, Brian, that has always advocated for trials to take place in the venue where the crime occurred. However, given the finances here and given the logistical nightmare of having all of the media that would be out there, the media attention, the traffic, the fact that it would hurt the businesses in that area of New York City, I think that the best thing to do is to find another location in the Southern District as well.
My guests, Ruben Diaz Jr., the Bronx Borough President, Scott Stringer, the Manhattan Borough President, and all right, on to Mayor Bloomberg's budget address yesterday. We just played the clip of him saying that teachers should reduce their negotiated pay raise down from 4% to 2% to avoid 2,500 teacher layoffs. Ruben Diaz, is that a fair offer or threat?
Absolutely not. I think across the board, this budget proposal by the mayor is draconian. And if you look at the fact that he continues to look at all of the essential services, like, for instance, he wants to reduce park employees and the funding for parks, DOT, the fact that we've made so many
libraries, hundreds of libraries.
Libraries, I mean, the sanitation. And for me, as the Bronx Borough President, these are all areas that are essential that we've always received the short end of the stick to begin with. And I'm afraid that if these cuts go through, the Bronx is always the first borough to be looked at, and we're going to get that much less services. When you look at firehouses, last year he wanted to close down a firehouse on City Island. Thank goodness for the city council that they were able to reappropriate. And if you look at City Island, there were subsequent fires there that if that firehouse had been shut down, the minutes that it would have taken, the 5 or 6 minutes extra from the neighboring firehouse, that could have resulted in the loss of life. And so what we believe should happen is that perhaps instead of putting teachers and students against each other, maybe what the mayor should do is take a close look at the spending that's happening at the Tweed Building and the fact that there are millions and millions of dollars that are being pumped there that should really be in the classroom. When he continues to talk, for instance, about closing schools down and making smaller schools, and now in this budget he's saying that any schools that have less than 300 students will lose nurses. Well, what about the students in the Bronx who have asthma, who have other respiratory ailments, who need these nurses inside their school building, and now, but yet they are students in a school building with less than 300 students? It's something that we should not tolerate, and we should also look at the fact that many of the bonuses in Wall Street, where we can generate revenue, are being hidden in other areas, and the Wall Street stockbrokers are not really fully disclosing the amount of bonuses that they've gotten. They have them across shores, and we can use some of that revenue. And at the same time, and Scott knows this, we need to protect the borough president's office and our budgets. It's not fair that the mayor is calling the shots on our offices. We are partners in government with the mayor as well as the community boards, who have certainly shown their worth here as it pertains to the federal charge of the terrorists. So we're calling on the city council, and the state government has to do their share as well.
Borough President Stringer, is your reaction to the budget similar?
Unfortunately, in this recession, city and state government do not treat everybody equally. And there is real concern when you look at the amount of cuts to parks, to education, Department of Health, closing swimming pools, let alone the whole issue of closing 20 firehouses, which would put us in jeopardy. Ruben talks about the Bronx, and he's certainly right, but when you look at closing firehouses, and if the emergency disasters that we've had, crane collapses in this borough, we do need to make sure we have strong emergency services after 9/11, crane collapses. So it's very disturbing. I do want to mention, however, that the reality is we are in a recession. We do have a fiscal crisis. The cuts are horrific. But I also have to tell you, we cannot allow Albany to get off the hook. The fact that in the governor's budget, cutting $1.3 billion in revenue sharing to this city, and at the same time making less cuts to upstate New York, creates an inequity that we cannot allow to see stand. If you cut that money from Albany, all bets are off. We are in a fiscal crisis that will make the 1970s look tame. And I think two things have to happen. One, we've got to say to the rest of the state, we are the mothership. We are the economic engine of the state. We create the revenue. I know people don't like to talk about bonuses on Wall Street, but that's the revenue that we use for school funding and other things. We have to worry about the fact that if these companies go from stock options and not cash bonuses, that's going to further deplete our reserves. And what I think has to happen is we need the next UCARI. We need a coalition of labor unions and elected officials, especially in Albany, who are willing to stand up and defy the status quo. Any more dysfunction in Albany around the budget will sink this city. And while I don't agree with the mayor on all his cuts, I do agree with one thing he said. We are at the tipping point now, and it's now time for city officials to get together. Now, when you talk about budgets of borough presidents and public advocates, you know, we sometimes worry that the mayor, you know, has ulterior motives. In other words, you want to cut democracy by cutting out committee boards. We can't let that happen, but he should be reaching out to us to have a unified front for this city, to go to the state senate in Albany and shake them up and say, you've got to do your job too. You have responsibility for this city. This city drives the economy in the state, and quite frankly, without this city, as we learned after 9/11, if you ignore this city, you will collapse the economy of this country. So the stakes are very high right now.
I agree with Scott, Brian, that he should be working with the borough presidents. And the fact is that 4 out of the 5 borough presidents were former state legislators. And instead of trying to continue this assault on us in our offices, he should realize that we want to be partners with him and that we have relationships up in Albany, and we should all be working together to make sure that New York City gets its fair share.
This is the beginning of this process, obviously. Governor Patterson's budget address was just last week. Mayor Bloomberg's was just yesterday. The state budget is due in April. The city budget is due July 1st. So, listeners, you get a sense from our two borough president guests the intensity of the discussion that's going to go on throughout the state regarding the budget in these fiscally very challenged times. And we're out of time for the segment, but I just want you both to hear and everybody to hear. Here's the Newberg story. This is in from Ben Smith on Politico.com. And he says, not everybody is so leery of the trials. Newberg, whose Stewart Air National Guard base has been mentioned as a potential location, is begging for the trials and would like to hold them in a new state courthouse that city is struggling to pay for. If they want to have it here, we've got the state-of-the-art courthouse. Mayor Nicholas Valentine, a Republican, told radio host Curtis Sliwa this morning, I will offer it to them, but there's got to be money attached. And he cited the figure of $200 million, which was floated by New York City officials for what the city would need down here. $200 million and something dollars to Newburgh, he said, would completely change this city around. It would double my police force. It would pay off my debt. Maybe it's just crazy enough that we could pull something like this off. So maybe we can make a deal. New York City and Newburgh will make a little trade. And many people will be happy. But listeners, you can continue to post. Do you like the idea of moving the trial out of New York City? Newburgh, by the way, is in Orange County, just for the record. Go to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show to continue that conversation. I want to thank the borough president of the Bronx, Ruben Diaz, Jr., the borough president of Manhattan, Scott Stringer. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And in a minute, a community banker in New Jersey who is ambivalent about President Obama's offer of TARP money. But we will also take calls for him from small businesses, especially in New Jersey, but anywhere in our area. Are you still having trouble getting needed loans? Small business owners, are you still having trouble getting needed loans? You'll have an opportunity to tell that to a local banker. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Tom Shara from Lakeland Bank in a minute.